producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With me, I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on in the stars. Every morning when I leave the house to come over to the studio, I look in the sky. It's very dark. It's around 4 o'clock in the morning. You look up, and this time of year, you see some very bright stars in the sky. Have you seen, Roberta, any of the... There are 5 planets from this solar system that are... visible at this time of year. It's really pretty amazing. Well, I guess 6 if you count the one that we're standing on. So if you're in any place in the sound of my voice that's in the northern hemisphere, you will see Mercury, Mars, Venus, and Jupiter, and more prevalently early in the morning before sunrise, at least here on the East Coast, and you'll see those planets plus Saturn at sunset if you're on the East Coast. So who do we have?
But can you see Uranus?
Yes, you can. Binoculars are needed.
Yours are his.
I see, I wasn't going to fall for that. I knew she's so predictable. I knew that's why I had the binoculars comment right there ready to use. So one of the things that this is interesting in terms of folklore, one of the things that we think about a lot, especially as we're going into the end of the year, is Christmas time. And the legend has it that when the 3 wise men were on their way to where the chosen child had been born, they were watching the star of Bethlehem. The Bible says it guided them from Babylonia to Judea to find Jesus. And there are a lot of people think, well, it was a supernova, it was a comet, it was a meteor.
Might have been Jupiter.
Well, some people say...
Jupiter can be really bright.
Yes, that the most likely explanation is that the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, which you can see this month, was something you can also see in the spring. Jesus was born in March, not in December. And so 6 months from now, more or less, you can see Venus and Jupiter. The two are closest on October 25th. So if you add, what is there, 5, that would be April 25th, though, right? If it's, well, when it was at its brightest. Sometime between March 25th and April 25th is actually when Jesus was born. For those of you who can't stand to hear that, sorry! That's what science says. Anyway.
Well, the Christmas was only done to coincide with the pagan holidays.
That was completely stolen
right.
Yeah.
From the pagans. That's all it is. It's a pagan holiday.
Like if you can't change them, join them. They didn't want to take that holiday away because the pagans would have absolutely said, no.
Well, that's what Halloween is. I mean, you look at most of the holidays that are Christian holidays today. They were heretofore pagan holidays. Mm-hmm. They were just usurped at a time when, as Queen Isabella so handily did, the world was being made right for Catholicism. Mm-hmm. So that was a period of about 1,000 years, and that's when all of this stuff got started. So there's that story put to rest. Next, you want the next story?
Yeah, what's the next story, boss?
The next story actually comes from a question. For those of you who are pregnant or who are thinking about having a baby, if you are interested in your baby's health and size, who isn't interested at least in health? And sometimes, I remember when Megan was pregnant last year, how every day there was a measurement. Well, I mean, she went to the pediatrician every week, but there was always a measurement. And where is the arm? And where are the legs? And how's the head? And what's the spine? And yada, yada. So, according to a story that Roberta dug up, Those of you who want to have a healthier, taller baby ought to make sure that you get pregnant in the winter so you can have a summer baby, or at least plan it back.
Like October.
Seven, yeah.
October to December.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Right. So why?
It takes the mood right out of everything, doesn't it, when you have to do math?
Can I have my baby?
Right.
All right, so what's the story?
Because actually, the scientists in Cambridge in England, they've been looking at this for quite a while. They've looked at data from nearly 500,000 people in the United Kingdom, in England, and they found that babies born during the summer months actually fare better on three different health fronts: their birth weight, their height, and their age of puberty. So it's a very interesting study. They're saying babies born in June, July, and August more often had a healthier birth weight. Summer babies also tend to be taller because, and they say stroke, Alzheimer's, and heart disease more common among people who are shorter. So taller people tend to not have those. And also summer babies also, at least the girls, start puberty later in life, which also says it's healthier to start puberty later in life than much earlier. Mm-hmm. So, you know, more, it's better if you started around 13, 14 than at 11 or 12. So it's a very interesting study that they say that it's probably because of the sunshine. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Sunshine and vitamin D levels.
Yeah.
But they say, you know, it's not the end all to be all. Certainly, there are a lot of other factors that can contribute to health, certainly. It's like vitamin D supplements, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. Well.
But it's a very interesting study. And the fact that they studied 500,000 people over quite a number of years, you know, is an interesting bit of data that they came up with.
Yep. Yeah, I think there is, we have to be more concerned about the health and well-being of our children. We have to be more concerned about how many children are being born. There is so much that has been taken for granted over the years. I remember when I was born, nobody thought about smoking or drinking or other things that were prevalent.
My goodness.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my father didn't, but my mother did, and she did enough for both of them. So that certainly impacted how we are and perhaps how you are. Richie's parents both smoked, although your mother gave it up fairly early on, didn't she?
She was probably 45.
Yeah, okay. Well, so she probably did for
25 years.
Right. All right. So a word to the wise is sufficient. Hopefully that helpful information will work you along. Richie has the story of the red light cameras. The company is called Redflex, and they're in the news this week for something that will make all of us who don't like these red light cameras smile. That information coming up in a moment, 14 past the hour on Good Day.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they've left their front door unlocked after leaving the house. And almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
This week, join Ancestry's Follow the Leaf Challenge. Think you know your family's story? Today, we're challenging you to visit TryAncestry.com and follow the hints from our family tree leaf. Simply type in a name, and our leaf takes you on a journey into your past. Everyone that goes to TryAncestry.com gets 14 days free. We challenge you to find a new story or photo to preserve for your family. What will you discover with 14 days free? It's only at TryAncestry.com. TryAncestry.com.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so the cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Roberta and Richie and I now focused on the leading manufacturer of those dastardly red light cameras. The company is called Redflex, and they pled guilty to bribery charges in Ohio and Illinois. Investigators think that the corruption may reach as many as 13 additional states. Not the original 13, though, Richie, right?
No, not the original 13. No.
All right, so this company and its focus on... This is one of the biggest screw jobs, if you find the vulgarity of this. This is more than
outrageous.
How long
have I been telling you that this
years
is a setup?
3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And because I read early on that what they are doing, and this is proof of it, because this is what the critics are saying, is that they are shortening the times of yellow lights.
Yep.
They say that in Chicago, they may have hit city residents up for as much as $500 million in fines since 2003.
Yeah.
They're saying it's
municipal
cocaine for municipalities because they need that revenue.
Yeah.
They need to get our money to keep their programs going, and this is how they do it.
Yeah.
So, Doug, if you do a little research and you go to blogmotorists.org, you will see these five cities that were caught red-handed shortening yellow lights to get more people red light tickets. Chattanooga, Tennessee was forced to refund $8,800 in red light tickets when they were found trapping motorists. Dallas, Texas had to refund $705,000.
What a bunch of...
Springfield, Missouri, Lubbock, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee. Here's the great one. Nashville doesn't even have red light cameras, but they shortened the yellow lights and put cops at the intersections.
Yeah.
So it's all a game to get your money into their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't buy it. If you get a ticket for running a red light, you go to court and you ask, I want to see the timing of that red yellow light versus every other yellow light in the municipality.
Yep.
You have to prove to me that that yellow light was not shortened and you did not entrap me.
What kind of a country, what kind of people think this way? It's like their money.
Everybody's stupid. That's what they think.
Well, how do they get away with that?
Keep in mind, these are the cities that have been caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about all the...
I would say New Orleans.
New Orleans is in on
it. Let me tell you something.
I would say,
remember, all of these red lights and all of these speed cameras are not managed by the municipalities themselves.
No, it's a company.
They are managed by private companies who do it for a profit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They're not doing it for safety. The private company doesn't care about safety.
It's a joke.
They're doing it for income.
Yeah, it's a complete...
And so is the municipality.
Yeah, it is. It's the revenue.
These
police officers who are out there with ray guns, X-ray guns, radar, whatever you want to call them, they aren't police officers. They're not out there to help the public. They're revenue enhancement officers. That's all they are. They're robbers with a badge. And you're the one that's getting robbed. And the sooner we have somebody or some people who are in power... power that recognize that and do something about it. This is a very big issue.
If you get nailed for a yellow light, go time. Go sit there with your stopwatch on your phone and time the yellow light, and then go to three or four more yellow lights and time those.
And then go to court. Make sure you go to court.
That's a good point. That's
and make sure
point,
the Rich. Press, call the press and tell them to show up at the court hearing. 21 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.
A bit of motivation from Doug Steffen. Actually, this was written by Seneca, one of the great philosophical proverbials of all time. He that does good to another does good also to himself. Think about that. He who does good to another does good to himself. I think that's very prophetic. All right, we're going through songs now that were number one tunes, starting with George Michael, who was praying for time and his career. Number one during this week in 1990, Richie. I don't know that I thought much of this song then. Don't think of much of it now. So let's keep going. Mariah Carey, number one this week, 91. Better song, Emotions. Crank it up, Richie. Good talent.
Man, what a voice she has.
Yep. Strong, strong, strong.
Too bad it's gone.
Gone or just not as strong as it used to be.
You know what? We just saw Van Halen in concert.
Yeah.
And David Lee Roth was horrible. Yes, I saw Peter Frampton and a bunch of John Fogerty in the last couple of years, and they sound great.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Well, I told you that Mellencamp sounded fine.
Right. People can hold on. Look at the Stones. I saw Paul McCartney a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Wow, that guy's held on to his voice for 15 years.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Yeah. All right, let's see. Next up on the list here is Boys to Men, number one, this week, 92. Good song. End of the Road. Jennifer would like this where she were. Able to hear it. But
it's on her iPad.
iPod.
So who,
don't
which,
worry about it.
Huh?
It's on her iPod. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay. I won't. Well, then let's move back to Mariah Carey has so many number one songs. Look at them. There's one, two, three, four on our list of number ones between 91 and, what is that, 2002?
Well, let's just do Mariah Carey.
Here's the, all right. Number one this week, 1993, Mariah Carey's Dream Lover. I need you so desperately. Next one is number one for this week in 1995, called Fantasy. Mariah. Say her last name. You think most people, when you say Mariah, know who you're talking about?
I think so.
What you think?
But she's kind of branded as Mariah Carey, so. But yeah, people will know.
All right, let's see. The other one here that belongs to her. Number one this week in 1998, First Night. Mariah. I'm sorry. No, this is Mariah with Jay-Z. Song called Heartbreaker. Number one this week, 1999. I had Monica and Mariah confused, Richie. I don't like this one at all. Was she married to Jay-Z ever?
No.
Who's Jay-Z married to?
Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Anyway, what did you start to say?
My wife went to see Carlos Vives the other day or whatever. He does a song with our number three, Christina Aguilera, who's next to her. She's right there in that same... And so my wife and I were listening to the song. What a voice she's got.
I mean, Christina Aguilera.
She's got that Mariah Carey voice still.
Isn't she a judge on The Voice?
She is. Or was. And she was, and she will be returning next season.
So that's appropriate. She has a voice on The Voice.
Yeah.
How clever is that of me to figure that out? Pretty amazing, huh?
Pretty smart.
Yeah, that's right. This is the pretty smart Doug Steffen Good Day program at 28 past the hour. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
He's got a new toy. Look out.
Oh. Roberta Fasinelli.
That is so obnoxious.
Really? About that. Let's see what else I got here. I don't like that one much. That's
pretty... Oh, I like that one. You can do that to me. Oh,
okay. Let's keep going here. This is an intelligent radio program where you hear opinions about things that you won't hear anywhere else, stories you won't hear anywhere else.
That's right.
And the sound effects that you won't hear anywhere else. Okay. Thanks to Meredith for that. Meredith has gotten the disdain from the rest of the people on the crew here. Let's see. What is this one? I did that one before. Yeah, that's one. I'm not supposed to use that one. Okay. The El Nino effect. Calamity. For agricultural interests, perhaps. The Department of Agriculture says this week that uncertainty is the focus of the output projections, they have for the El Nino weather phenomenon, which may be bad over the next 3 months. El Nino. Everybody know what El Nino? There's La Nina and El Nino.
Okay.
So the agriculture folks.
They're brother and sister?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe cousins. But El Nino and La affect the weather. This is a weather phenom in the South Pacific that references warm water or cold water in the Pacific and what impact that has on the weather in our country. So this year has been very wet for many farmers in the upper Midwest, central Midwest, actually all the way down to the mid-south region. It's affected the corn harvest. It's been tough on the bean harvest because there's been so much water. Now, the other side of it is that areas that are big in agribusiness, like California, have had a drought. Or at least the southern part of the state has had a real serious problem. So they don't really know, these people from the Center for Food and Agriculture who are studying all of this, they really don't know what to expect. Because, and this sort of sounds like, the reason that I'm going into this now, at least taking this approach to it, is because like so many other things that deal with the weather, it's just, they don't know. There are trends, and there are things that may intensify, and the history is that it was this way and that way. But supposedly, if you look at a map of our country, you'll see the effect of El Nino in terms of warmth. The Alaskan islands all the way across western central Canada into the upper Midwest, supposedly this winter will be warmer. That's what happens in this year's El Nino pattern. It also will be wetter from southern California across the areas that are now in drought, which would be Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico. Have you seen the level of the water at Lake Mead?
Oh, it's so low.
Yeah. Have you seen that? My God.
Oh, it's exposing things that haven't been seen since,
right?
Like Mead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, since Mead.
Yeah.
And then the Midwestern part of our country this winter is supposed to be dry. It's not easy to discern. There are a lot of people who say, oh, it's going to be a rough winter in the Northeast like it was last year. I don't get that. I don't see that from these predictions. And the stuff that I've, in the past anyway, looked at with regard to El Nino and La Nina, been pretty accurate. And so the Farmer's Almanac says we're going to have a rough winter in the Northeast, almost as bad as last year in terms of cold and snow and all that stuff. I don't see that here. I see temperatures, precipitation, sort of average during the winter in our area. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to have a tough time or two or three or four. I think that's clear. I think you're going to have a tough time. But I don't see, the research does not support what the farmers, of course, all the negative newscasters are saying, it's going to be a terrible winter. But they back it up by saying, this is what NOAA says, the National Oceanographic and What's This Institute. I think that they're wrong. I don't have any credentials, but I have experience. And there's a difference. You know, we all have experience. I just don't see.
You're the fabulous weather dude.
Well, yeah, you were the fabulous weather babe. I just don't see it. I don't see it lasting through the winter. I think
we'll
that
pull this little prediction off, and we'll hold you to it come March or April. I'm hoping you're right.
Yeah. Right.
I hope
and you're a farmer, so you pay attention to the weather.
Pay a lot of attention to the weather every single day.
I give you credibility here. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, you're welcome.
A little credibility.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Army Secretary John McHugh.
McHugh?
Mr. McHugh has said that if in the future, I don't know whether this is a prediction or it isn't a prediction, it's kind of uncomfortable. I'm unsettled by this. If we have to reinstate the draft, women need to be considered in the draft. You down with that? Women want to be in the Army, in the Navy, Air Force. I told you the plane that we took when I went to Iraq, the plane that I took from We had to land in Kuwait because obviously you're not going to land an American 767 in the Baghdad airport. So we were picked up by an Army, that was U.S. Air Force a cargo plane, and there was not one man on the crew. There were seven women, pilot, co-pilot, and the women who were in charge of the payload and all the other things. But there were no men. And these were all women in their late 20s, early 30s. And boy, do they know how to fly. So why wouldn't you think it would be acceptable for women to be in the service? I don't get all of this hoopla, other than from the sexist PIGSs that are in already, and they don't want to have women show them up because they're insecure. So in this circumstance, I don't see... there was a meeting, Association of the United States Army... meeting in Washington this week. McHugh added that the issue, if and when it comes, should be determined by Congress and not the Department of Defense, because they don't want to be blamed. I see that all over this. I see two things here, three things. One, there's going to be a draft, they think, if we keep messing around in all these areas we're messing around in, where we ought not to be, then if there is a draft, we ought to have women in the draft. You down with that, Richie? No.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. All right, what about you, Roberta?
I don't know.
You want equality?
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. I would encourage it, because I think women would be better in the service like they are in most other jobs. Better than men. I think,
yeah, like Rich said, I'm not sure about front lines, but certainly in other positions.
Why?
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't you want equality? Then you need to go to the front line. Well, we actually need not to have a front line in reality.
Well, that's the first thing. You know.
Yeah, I would agree that there are some women that are capable of doing the front line stuff, but I can't say right now that you should just say, okay, everybody that gets drafted is qualified to go to the front lines.
Right, exactly.
There are men who are not qualified to go to the front lines.
Exactly.
Yep.
Plenty of men that ought not to be.
So I think that job should be absolutely, you should be pressure tested and whatever you are, dog, man, woman, whatever, you get the job.
Well, you know, a lot of these dogs in service are females. They're better at it than the males are. A lot of the dogs that are trained, they are. Look at the history of the dogs that have been in service, that have been in Iraq or any of these other places, Afghanistan.
It's all female dogs?
Most of them are women. Most of them are female dogs.
Really?
Most of them are women. Most of them are female dogs.
Don't give him credibility there, Roberta.
I don't know.
40, well, that's a payoff for me, Richie. She doesn't know. 43 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, one more thing.
What's that, Richie?
Roberta and I were talking earlier.
Really? Behind my back?
No, you had stepped away. About the future of the military.
Yeah.
And my kids have drones, the little helicopters you fly around. So, and my son has a couple of nice ones, and we're looking at getting the next level. And one of the things that you see, I mean, these things are extremely agile and extremely fast. And so we're watching YouTube videos, my son and I, and there's this thing called first-person viewer flying, where you put on virtual reality goggles and you're looking through a camera mounted on the front of the drone. And you just sit there basically in a lawn chair and you fly this thing through an obstacle course and there are races. And it is unbelievable to watch these drones. So then you batch that up with another video that we watched where a guy owns a paintball range and he mounted a paintball gun to his drone and was able to win by beating the other team by shooting them with the paintball. Put the first person viewer and a gun on it, and that is the future of warfare.
Great.
It is unbelievable to watch. You can search it on YouTube and see all this stuff, and you know the DOD and the military are just sitting there. I have a friend working on a project for drones for the military. You know it's coming.
Right.
No more boots on the ground.
All right. On that note, let's pause for a moment. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 43 past the hour.
There may have never been a Roaring Twenties, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
October is National Immunity Month. A recent study shows exercise helps build up your immunity, but more than 80% of us don't get what we need. Fitness expert Tracy Anderson, creator of the Tracy Anderson Method, shares tips for staying healthy.
Because I'm a busy working mom, I'm constantly looking for ways to keep my energy up. Zicam Total Immune Plus Performance Support Orange Burst Melts is formulated with B vitamins to support energy by converting food into fuel. These melts are really tasty, so they feel less like a dietary supplement and more like a treat.
Another way to help support immunity beyond diet and exercise?
Many people don't realize this, but immunity function actually starts in the gut. Zicam Total Immune Plus Digestive Health Berry Crystals has probiotics with live active cultures that are so important for your digestive health. You can take these crystals right from the packet, or you can throw it in your water bottle, give it a little shake, and you're good to go.
To learn more about immune health, visit ZicamImmune.com and follow along with Tracy Anderson on social media as she dishes out tips all month long.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. In the fairy tale known as Billy Goat's Gruff, a troll who hides under a bridge threatens anyone who tries to cross over it. In real life, a new kind of troll is threatening job providers across America. It's called the patent troll. A patent troll is someone who owns a patent but doesn't produce the product or use a method protected by it. Instead, the so-called troll sues other job providers who either do something or make something similar to the patent, but not exactly what it covers. It's a murky area of the law, and that's why it's been widely abused in recent years. Victims of patent trolls have included everyone from famous comedians and popular websites to small home builders and large consumer product makers. Let's be fair. Patents are important because they give incentives to inventors to be creative. But in the hands of unethical trolls, they've become nothing more than assault weapons for holdup artists. And that really gets my goat. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Preble.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
47 after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The latest on Ben Carson. How many people are following this? He is, for many, a favorite. Number two on the list of most who, if you do an average of these polls, some people think he's actually getting close to being in the front of the field.
I like him.
The most I've seen, let's see, Real
but
Clear Politics.
He's putting his foot in his mouth.
Says that he's about 5 points behind Donald Trump. Turns out that there's an interesting sort of scab on him. And I don't know whether this bothers people or not. According to the American Mirror, the public records show that Ben Carson did not affiliate with the Republican Party until he registered to vote October 31st, 2014. And they offer a picture of his voter registration in Florida. So does this make a difference to you?
No. People have been touting his name for years.
Yeah.
He's from around here. Yeah. And I've been seeing bumper stickers on cars, Ben Carson for president, for a good 6, 7, 8 years.
Okay. But he still, according to this filing, wasn't a Republican in literal terms.
Neither was Donald Trump.
Until last year. Well, Ronald Reagan changed from a Democrat to a Republican before he ran for governor of California.
Right.
I'm not saying it's a big deal. I just think it's interesting that people, you can't hide. You're running for office, people are going to find out every single thing there is to know about you. Everything. There will be no secrets. That's why McCarthy dropped out of the race to be the next speaker. Because He's got some dirt in his closet, and he can't stand up to scrutiny. And the same thing was true of Colin Powell.
These guys know this, too. Yeah.
Why would you put your name in the hat to begin with?
Right, that he was going to be in line for the Speaker of the House. Mm. He knows that you cannot hide anything. And yet, he was still stupid enough to go out and have an affair.
It's pretty
right? They think they're invincible.
Well,
that's
they do.
The problem.
Yep. Okay.
They think they're invincible.
The lodging website Airbnb announced a contest to win a spooky Halloween stay with 6 million dead roomies in the catacombs of Paris. Story at DougStefan.com. The contest is Halloween aimed.
Wow.
You can enter on Airbnb's website until October 31st. You'll have overnight accommodations in the catacombs, which is a museum filled with the remains of 6 million Parisians. How about that? Before bedtime, a storyteller will have you spellbound with fascinating tales from the catacombs. That'll, I'm sure, produce a wonderful night's sleep. Oh, my God. Contest calls for adventuresome entrants to tell the host before midnight, October 28th, why you think you're brave enough to sleep in the catacombs. Check out the story at DougStefan.com.
Of New Orleans. Of New Orleans.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stefan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stefan 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Stefan's Good Day program. Coming up, Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. He has the story which you can review for homework purposes before we get to him in 60 seconds about that new smartphone that we have promoted in a special story in a special place at DougStefan.com. And then I suppose we ought to give a few moments to those damn emails. That's coming up here on Good Day.
At TIAA Craft, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that's really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
Yeah, Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be.
All right, so the story at DougStevin.com, Mr. Stebbin, is about the new smartphone that doesn't do anything. It doesn't make calls. It doesn't take pictures. It doesn't record anything. It doesn't do anything.
It's, in fact, it doesn't even have any buttons.
No.
Or a screen. Or a battery.
It's called the Zero.
Yes. I wish I would have thought of this.
I know.
It's the Zero No Phone, and...
You know what? I'm going to develop one that's made out of blocks of old cow manure.
Nice.
Everything else I have, but this is...
And you know what's nice about your idea is it actually does have a chip.
Yes.
Because cow manure is called chips.
It is, right? Cow chips.
Yeah. Yeah. So exactly. Then you can upgrade your chips every year. And make
right.
Go faster.
This is genius. You want to go in with me?
I'm already in.
I need 18,000. By the way, Zero raised on Kickstarter 18 grand in order to get their business started last year. So
it's actually a great idea. I could see therapists using this to break people of their smartphone addiction.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The co-founder of this company is Van Gould, said the Zero is satirical comment on our device-obsessed culture. Hello, you think so? Really?
No.
Huh?
No.
I'm getting
one
for a couple of people in my life.
How many times a week do we talk about smartphones or other devices?
Well,
every day, actually.
All right, let's talk about those damn emails.
Those damn emails.
The subject of last night's hack, the Democratic hacks were on hacking, as opposed to the Republican hacks that were hacking. So, does Hillary know something about computer security that the government doesn't? She keeps saying, I want to. But Bernie Sanders said, I'm so sick of listening to the story in the email. So what, is it safer for government officials to use their own servers? I mean, that's
well,
what coming
there's,
out of
there's a huge fallacy in that, Ari. The idea is that we know government servers have been hacked, and Hillary. We don't know that Hillary's server was hacked, and therefore Hillary did a good thing by putting the email on her server. That doesn't. It doesn't hold water, frankly.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? I want to know your
opinion. I am not offering. There's no politics to what I've
said.
Okay.
Right.
It doesn't. Don't take from it. I'm voting for Bernie or Donald.
Yeah,
or,
okay.
Or,
yeah.
It just doesn't hold water. There's a legitimacy to the idea of it. Had she secured her email to the level that government email was secured, I could go along with actually, in a sense, divesting email so it's never on large government servers so you don't have those large targets available. Mm-hmm. But that's not what she did. She put her email on a server and would, as an individual, would never have the resources to secure it as good as the government secures it. And of course, ironically, as I say that, we all know government servers get hacked. So mm-hmm. The real lesson here is no matter where you put it, it's not foolproof. And again, I've said this on the show before, the flaw in this whole story for Hillary is that she took responsibility for something she could never be responsible for, and that's the lesson for all of us. Don't do that because it's going to hurt your career.
Aha.
And is it hurting her career?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, of course
career.
It is.
Yeah. Now, Bernie Sanders says, let's forget about these damn emails. I think it's all over now. Forget about it. Greg Stebbin is here. We're not going to forget about him. He'll be back tomorrow. Tech Talk time on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.